Paul Dickett, what a great way to finish a season.
Yeah, we're delighted. You know, we, although it being the last game, people saying there wasn't a lot to play for, we really wanted to win the game, especially at home for our fans who have been great all season. And then look forward to next year. And, you know, for, well, apart from 20 minutes in the second half where we switched off and thought the season was finished, I thought the majority of the game it was well deserved.
You tell me, not since about 2008, since you scored five or over at this place. So, I mean, that's a, it's a great finish.
It is. It would have been nice if we'd spread the goals out over a few more games. But now I'm delighted for Nathan Tyson, because he's been outstanding for us all season, to get his hat-trick. We've seen some more of the younger players playing again today, which was good. And as I said, I'm really looking forward to a good close season and next year now.
Tyson obviously takes the headlines for getting the hat-trick, but I thought Forrester was outstanding for you today.
Yeah, he was. Harry's a clever player, you know, and I thought having Harry one wing, Kyle on the other, and James floating around caused their system all sorts of problems, especially first half. They changed around, scored their goal, and then we changed it back as well. But, you know, Harry Forrester, Kyle Bennett, James Coppinger, they're the top players at this level. What we need to do as a team, and probably the 94 minutes today summed up our season, because there was inconsistencies within the performance, you know, some very good stuff, some really good goals, and then switching off for 20 minutes, you know, we've got to make sure that we're at it all the time, and that's the aim for next year, especially at home.
How concerned were you there? Because obviously you were three up at half-time, you score at, on the stroke of half-time, they get an early goal in the second half, they're pressing you, they're winning every free kick, they're pegging you back all the way.
We brought it upon ourselves, you know, we said that the reason we went in front, we played simple football. Basic football, we'd done the basics right, we passed it, we made the right decisions, and then at 3-0, going out the second half, and we warned them at half-time, you know, we overcomplicated, we started playing little straight balls out from the back, trying little 1-2s in the middle of the park, which is all good and well, but you've got to do it in the right places at the right time. We gave them a little sniff getting back into it. We didn't seem to be able to get out or get the out ball up to Tice, which we did first half, so we changed it around, matched them up 4-4-2, and, you know, went on to win the game comfortably.
So now the work, the other part of your job really kicks in now, the work for the summer, the retain list obviously is happening. You've got quite a few out of contract. How are you going to keep the majority of them? Or?
I think it's disrespectful to talk about that until we've spoke to all the players concerned, which will be done over the course of the next week. But for a good little while now, you know, myself and the board, we know what we need to do in the summer. We want to try and have an aim of getting a majority of the squad sorted out for the first day of pre-season, which we've all not been able to do over the last couple of years, and improve and give it a good go next year. By improving, I mean myself, my staff, and the squad.
Organisation is everything in the summer, isn't it? When you pick your targets, because I imagine year by year, season by season, summer by summer, it gets harder to bring the players in. It's so competitive out there.
It is, and that's how we want to try, and it's not always possible because there's different factors to take into it. You know, whether clubs want to let them go, whether players want to come, whether agents want to come, what other clubs are involved. But we want to try and get our work done early if we can.
Do you like this part of your job? Do you enjoy that? You know, picking a player, trying to go and get them?
Winning and scoring five goals, yeah.
Of course you like.
Yeah, I do. And, you know, this the first time for me being at Doncaster Rovers, I'll be able to have a summer where I know exactly where everything stands, what we want to do, have a plan in place for the future, which I've not been able to do.
I know you're going to talk to the players, and obviously you're not going to tell us now, but when do you think you will be announcing those who stay?
Over the course of the next week, we'll be speaking to the players, and as I've said, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, the ones that we're looking to keep, a majority of them know that already.
And finally, when do you get a break?
I think I've got 5 days with my missus and family, so I'll switch your phone off and enjoy a bit of time with the kids, because I've not had a lot of time with them this year, and recharge my batteries and get ready to go next season.
Well done today.